Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dade South says Tobin is Jerry Scones. Schmied and Schmolny says Tobin is David Muffaletta.
Oh, Muffaletta. You don't know what that is. That's a New Orleans...
Well, intangibles. I got
New Orleans sandwich.
I thought, oh, what is it? That sounds good.
Mm. It's about this big. It's on an olive roll.
Huh?
Olives, you know.
And they have a whole bunch of meats. Pull up a picture. Muffaletta.
Muffaletta. I thought he was making a muffin reference. Muffaletta. Love muffins.
No. Mm. He didn't know what he was saying.
I didn't know.
No.
Meh. That bread looks a little chewy.
Looks usually like a big-ass bun like this.
Got to fight with that bread. And there's a lot of olives on it.
It's olive loaf.
I don't like olive loaf. I don't like olive loaf. Like, even when you get that jalapeno
bread from
Einstein's.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
It works well with the sandwich. Hmm. So that's why you can't just do anything on an olive roll.
I had a guy.
The only sandwich I've ever had on an olive roll is muffaletta.
A guy just reached out to me on Instagram, and he goes, "Yo, Tobin, so yesterday, Only and Dade posted Tyreek Hill got traded back to the Chiefs. Up until right now, I just thought, why aren't these guys discussing that? Damn April. damn April Fools. Anybody get got like that yesterday? I was so, like, anything yesterday, I was on my toes. I was like, I didn't even believe. Somebody was like, oh, the Calais Campbell, April Fools. I'm like, who's April Fool's in about Calais Campbell? You know, like, but I did check. I'm making sure it wasn't Schnarfner. Like, I was making sure I was on my P's and Q's on Twitter yesterday. Tiger Woods, did you see Tiger Woods' fake out?
No, I didn't. No. See.
Tiger Woods faked everybody out for 5 minutes. He goes, "I have made a miraculous recovery.
Oh,
and I am excited for the Masters."
The hyperbaric
chair. And then 6 minutes later goes, "April Fools, I'm still messed up.
I'm still just as injured as I'm."
And you know what? Somebody should have replied, "We know."
David Trump.
There
now,
ain't no
he?
Way.
He's...
Now, if you thought that Jalen was beating science, if Tiger played in the Masters, that's beating science.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Yeah, it is tough. It sucks. It sucks that all this stuff has gone down with Tiger. But man, has been the car wreck. Everything his body's been through with the back, even before that.
Yep.
Pretty wild. Pretty wild. Because he is the best. He is awesome. Him winning that Masters and the comeback finally was like that's an all time Goosey's moment for you.
Yeah. To see him win again and win the Masters again, that was awesome. But I mean, when I think of Tiger, I think about 2000 when he won pretty much everything, right? He had all four majors. He didn't win them all in 1 year. But that, I mean, he won. Put it this way. We talk about Tiger having all four majors at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we overlook? Ernie Els was second in all of them.
Yeah, poor Ernie.
Every single one of them. Now, keep in mind, one, he lost by 12 shots.
Yeah, second.
That's
like you saying playing's playing. Second.
So that guy, so you're thinking if you're Ernie Els, you're playing the best golf of your life. You're competing in every major, and you're not even close.
Dade South says, how many people thought Val Kilmer was April Fool's? It was pretty late, though, right? Like, wasn't that? That was like.
Yeah. First of all, how many, like, do we do this? We do this with actors and with musicians or whatever.
The fake death?
I did not know he was that old.
Ooh. What was he, 65?
65. Like, think about everything you've seen Val Kilmer in, none of it was old Val Kilmer.
That's true.
Everything you see Val Kilmer on TV, it's always the earlier stuff. So you never see Val Kilmer as an actor when he was old.
Did Val Kilmer do any late, what was the latest thing that he did, Froggy? You know of anything late that Val Kilmer was in?
Yes, of course. Everybody remembers Now and Sunrise.
You can just say no.
Nope. Slayers was his last movie in 2022.
Slayers.
Man, I don't remember that.
Yeah, but he wasn't badass Val Kilmer then.
Nope.
He was still over 60.
Top Gun Maverick, 2022.
Oh yeah, he did the reboot. Okay. Yeah, I saw something like that was like a really emotional comeback I was reading from Cruise.
And Val Kilmer looked the same his whole career. Right? Like
Oh, Prince of Egypt? Ah, that's a good movie. That's a good
Stop
movie.
It.
What?
Stop
that's
it.
That's a Rotten Tomatoes.
It's just a great acting name too. Val Kilmer.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. You know?
Well, it almost sounds like he could have went. he could have been a girl or a boy they were born.
Now I'm hurt.
If it's a girl, Valerie, if it's a boy, Val.
Top Gun didn't get me, but now that I found out he was Moses in Prince of Egypt, I'm heartbroken.
That was his real name? For sure that would have been a stage name.
Can't be his real name. Too cool of a name.
It's a cool name. It says Val Edward Kilmer. It doesn't say born anything else different.
Then his parents.
Val Edward. Wow.
Parents are, his children. Mercedes Kilmer. Jack Kilmer.
Jack Kilmer sounds like a linebacker.
That sounds like he should be doing like Jack Reacher 5, right?
I would take Jack Kilmer number 13 overall for the Miami Dolphins right now.
That guy's in the trenches.
He's got to be big, though, right? He's got to be a big
dude.
Jack Kilmer. Could you imagine? It's now starting at nose tackle, Jack Kilmer. He has to have his own intro music.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Panthers drop a heartbreaker to the Montreal Canadiens. 3-2 in overtime. We'll talk about it with David Dorr coming up in about 10 minutes here.
Yeah.
Love
that guy.
I love that guy, too.
Dork.
Cats back at it tonight against the Maple Leafs at 7:30. You can hear that game on 790, the Tick Cat.
So they're 2 points behind the Maple Leafs, right?
Three now.
Ah.
Oh, what happened? I thought they were. Oh, because Toronto played last night?
Let me see.
No, because I thought they were three behind, and then they got a point.
Are they three behind or they're two behind?
They're two behind now.
They're two behind now.
Because they were three behind.
They're one behind.
Because remember, if they were three behind, if they would have won that game and then beat Toronto, they would have been in first place.
They're at 92. And Silly Sauce Tampa Bay's at 93.
Silly Sauce asked you, Tobin, what you call tonight? Statement game?
They just beat Toronto. Like, I don't think it's a statement game.
All right. Not a must win either, right?
No, it's not a must win. Like, I think that they've shown this year against Tampa and against Toronto. Montreal, for whatever reason, has their number. It's very strange.
Montreal beat them all four times,
yeah,
right?
It's very strange why Montreal owns them this year, but... Hmm. I don't think it's a must win, but it definitely, you know, bobbing net tonight, second night of a back to back. It's a tough ask. It's a tough ask. But I
think you realize that when what's his name, Vanacek, that when you saw some of those goals, like when the reach around, that I start thinking, ooh, Bob would have stretched over there and got that post.
Yep.
Right?
Bob's just, yeah, just like I look at it, I'm sure Vanacek's bigger, but I'm like, ah, Bob's faster. He would have gotten there.
Likes ability.
He is. He's a gymnast.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Big Spoon?
Come on.
Oh, that's right. For sure.
Yeah.
Heat goes for its sixth win in a row tonight, taking on the Boston Celtics at 7:30. Our coverage begins at 6:15 with pre-heat. Marlins beat the Mets yesterday 4-2. Kyle Stowers went deep for the first time this year. Two-run bomb. Stower power. And
No.
Come on.
What? It rhymes.
It's, we don't get
walk-off win already. Stower
power for one home run.
No. Didn't he have the walk-on? The walk-off
he did.
On opening
he did
day?
Have the walk. Yep.
Come on.
It was a pass ball.
No, that was the other one. They had three walk-off wins.
Oh.
Even Clayton McCullough's like, I don't know what to do. He's like, I don't know what to do. This isn't a walk-off win. Strange.
Yep.
First normal win. Now, it was a squeaker. It was squeaky cheeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, thank God they got out of it. Dade Sox says Leroy thinks the Panthers goalie was the Red Sox catcher. Jason Baratek.
Hey, man.
Sandman got the win yesterday.
Yeah.
And Graham Pauly had the go-ahead two-run double in the fourth, and that was enough. The Fish were able to lock it up from them there. NBA last night, Warriors beat the Grizzlies 134-125. Steph Curry, 52 points, 12 three-pointers. You know he wants to take that Klay Thompson record down one of these days.
Sick of that guy. What's up with him?
I mean, what's the record? 15?
14.
A loser.
14?
14. He was on it. He had a couple. He had looks. He came out of the gate. He missed a couple of early ones, so wasn't able to chase it down. But
saw him and Desmond Bane mixing it up there a little bit.
Chippy. It seemed like it was chippy. Fine afterwards, though.
Yeah.
Draymond Green after Jimmy Butler got Jaren Jackson Jr. on a pump fake, and Draymond Green just goes like this, waves goodbye for his sixth foul.
Of course he did.
And we're mad at John Morant for going finger guns.
Right.
This man's going, bye-bye.
Menace.
And Timberwolves last night, they beat the Nuggets 140-139, double overtime. Nikola Jokic, 61 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists.
I can't imagine how Joker feels right now.
He feels hoarse.
You think he's given Westbrook the stink eye? Like just they traveling or whatever they doing, and he's just doing this.
I feel like his brothers would be like that. Like, "Oh, you blow game, Westbrook." But I feel like Joker's like gives him a beer and he goes, "Let's go pet horse."
Wow. I looked up to see what's the most amount of points that have been put up in a loss.
Didn't Cat do?
Cat also had 62, yeah.
Oh,
Cat had.
Booker scored 71 in a loss.
Booker went 70 in a loss. That's so horrible.
Yeah, Booker scored 71 against the Celtics in a loss.
Yeah, then they got all these fake stats from like Will Chamberlain. I'm like, oh,
this Will Chamberlain. Yeah, there it goes. We'll take a break. David Dwork from the Hockey News and the Hockey Show, our favorite Panthers insider. Panthers took a gut punch last night. They got a monster matchup tonight against the Leafs. We'll talk to him next. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, you guys want to go to Live Golf? We're going to give another four-pack away right now to Friday. If you guys want to go to Friday's round of Live Miami at Trump Doral, caller number 6 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 to 305-567-0560. They are going to get themselves a four-pack of tickets to Live Miami on Friday. All right, so check that on out. Caller 6 right now to 305-567-0560. Let us talk a little Panthers hockey. It's time for a thing we like to call Cat Talk, which is brought to us by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them now at HollywoodKia.com. From the Hockey News and the Hockey Show on Metalark Media with Roy Bellamy, the Hockey Hornet himself, David Dwork, joining us here on the program. Hello, sir. How are you? Somebody unmute. Is he? Unmute yourself, dude. I mean, we got you here for the big open on the show. You muted yourself. And I'm glad based on what you...
I was muted because of the word I just said. When you said that. So it worked out.
Perfect. Perfect. How are you, buddy?
No, I'm looking at the screen and I feel like I've seen Leroy in his setting many times, but it's just kind of hitting me that it looks like an evil lair.
A
like,
little, yeah.
He's like the Dr. Evil at the end of the table. With all the, it looks very cool.
Is it the red? Is it the red with the lights on the outline?
The red probably is what gives like the evil flair. And I'm not saying that like it's like, look at Leroy, like you're scary. I like it.
It is, it's a look. It's a look.
Nobody treats me like I'm scary. I do a show with Tobin and it's like everybody sympathizes with me. They feel bad for me because Tobin does Tobin stuff.
Dude,
fair. Well, maybe that's the arc that's like your evil origin story.
Dude, last night was a gut punch. I was staring at the screen for a while. I couldn't accept it. It was like what the hell just happened? What happened?
Yeah, a bad bounce. I mean, look, it sucks. Like, you know, watching it happen, it felt like it was happening in slow motion because there was nothing but Panthers players around the puck. And then all of a sudden the puck goes sideways. And it just so happens that like the way that it hit the ice and bounced and the way that it hit Sam Reinhart, it went in the perfect place where everybody wasn't. It was like a perfect comedy of errors that happened. It was great for the Montreal fans, obviously, but man, that's a little bit of a gut punch.
Now we're to the point in the season where, you know, we have a good team. You know, they're getting healthy. And then hockey happens. Like, do you just shrug it off and move on? Because, you know, this time of year you had a chance to get to within 1 point, and then you could take the lead in the division tonight. Or do you just like, wow, that was a tough break, and just keep it moving?
You have to just keep it moving. Like there's still 10 games, whatever it is. And you've got a playoff run ahead of you. You can't focus, particularly on a regular season game where you still got a point. Like it stings and you want to think about it and you want to kind of like, you know, grind it out in your head a little bit, but no, you've got to move on. And I think this is one of the rare situations where it's a good thing that they have a back-to-back because they're forced to focus on a really good Toronto team. And as you said, Leroy, they're still 2 points behind. The division is right there for them. So they can't afford to think about what happened in Montreal right now. And it's frustrating because it wasn't just the loss. There was little things that happened. There was what happened at the end of the last game with Mikola on the slap shot. And then there was a little retribution in last night's game. And it's fun and it's gritty and it's grimy. But no, like you've got to just tunnel vision right back ahead to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Otherwise, you're going to fall even further out of the race.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you think like I did that? Ooh, Bob could have got over there because he's more flexible.
I mean,
yes.
It's a tough situation for any goalie because you've got a guy coming with speed down your left and you've got to seal off that post. And usually when there's more than three guys or six guys on the ice, when it's just 3-on-3, there's going to be bodies there that aren't going to allow a guy that much free space to get to the other post so fast. So it was tough to watch, but I don't think Vanecek necessarily did anything wrong on that play.
Right.
And Vanecek also had some really good saves earlier in the game, so I don't want to take anything away from that either. But it was a frustrating play, I think, just in terms of like the overtime and how it all played out. But I think that whole 5-minute block from the end of regulation to the end of overtime was just like, what the heck just happened?
We have a hard time as fans of our team giving the other team credit for a great play?
I think that's a general thing with fans, you know? Because who wants to compliment the guys that you want to...
Right. If it was our guy who did that same move, we'd be like, oh my goodness, did you see that?
Oh, it'd be the best wraparound move of all time. Right. Are you kidding me? Like, put it on the top 10 sports. No, of course.
Right.
But no, otherwise, it's like, dude, what was he thinking?
Right.
Sports, man. Was in the building on Friday for Marchand's debut, where he has the setup in OT for Bennett. But what have been your early impressions of Brad Marchand in a Panthers jersey?
I'm still adjusting to it. And it's cool. Like, it's really neat. Like, when you see, it's not like, you know, he's skilled. You know, he's amazing with the puck. You know, he's got crazy bursts of speed. But when I see the little things after the whistle that, like, to what we were just saying, Leroy, the things that used to drive me crazy and what made you hate Brad Marchand, like, to see all those little things now with flying your flag, it's really cool. And I'm very much enjoying that because, like, what he does, what this guy personifies is so much like Panthers hockey. Like, he's a perfect fit. And so I just want to see it continue to build because the more comfortable he gets, I think the more fun it's going to be for us to watch. But it's still a little weird.
What'd you make?
I can't wait for him to be on the ice with Kachuk. Like two of the same guy on different sides of the holy smokes.
The idea of a Bennett Kachuk Marchand line in the playoffs, like that's gotta scare the crap out of you if you're another team, because you know that like that's not even the top line. You've still got Barkov and Reinhardt that are gonna come over the boards as well. But that's gotta scare the crap out of you as an opposing player just because of the physicality and the scariness that all of those players can bring to the table.
Well, I'm curious about this, man, because like you're infiltrating Marchand, and he said he wants to get as many games as possible. Is there any concern that you have going into the playoffs? Probably getting Kachuk back, you're gonna get Ekblad back, and just adding these guys, do you feel like it's gonna be seamless, or is there any concern about getting everybody back into the fold the same way?
I mean, personally, I don't want to say I'm concerned, but it's something that I'm definitely paying attention to.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is something that I've been saying for a few weeks now, because if you go into a first round series, like, you know, but previous a week ago, it was against Ottawa. But whoever it may be, but let's just say Ottawa, they're playing insanely well right now. You're going to play against an Ottawa team where the first two games, you know, you're not going to have Aaron Ekblad. You may or may not have Matthew Tkachuk back. And if you do, how game ready is he going to be? Because Paul Maurice just said the other day that it's going to take some time for him to get back into game shape and to get to that speed back down. So God forbid you fall behind 2-0 at home on home ice to a really hot team that just made the playoffs. You're in a really bad spot. So I would assume that this is something that the Panthers are very aware of and that they're going to do everything they can to mitigate that. But no matter what, it's got to be a little bit of a concern just because that's hockey, that's sports. You can't just hit the ground running, especially in the playoffs. Yeah. So hopefully the Panthers are able to prepare for that. But yes, it is something that I've thought about many times.
Is there any concern that Kachuk's not going to, that Ekblad's not going to be as energized? Like, is it, you know, like, I'm curious because,
stop.
Like, how does this work when you come back? Like, does he get, do they test him more? Like, is he, you know, is he going to be fine? Like, I don't know how this works in hockey. Like,
the lack of smoothness asking that question is very, very impressive.
He's got no cooth. He's got no coots.
I thought he was set up. I don't think that he did this.
Is that guy going to look smaller?
I don't know how to go about it. I know you got to interact with him, but it's I'm sitting here. His number one rival last year was Koepka, and now it's getting off potential supplements.
David, welcome to my world.
Yeah, right? Thank you. I can feel my lair changing around me. No, as far as we know, he took the wrong cold supplement. Like, this isn't necessarily a performance-enhancing steroid type thing. Like, it's a long list, as you guys know, of things that could be on there. And we're not going to know ever. I can tell you that Ekblad has been skating. He's been working out. He's been doing everything he can to keep himself ready for the playoffs. To your specific question, I don't think that's going to be an issue because I don't think necessarily it was an issue ahead of time. I think he's been playing very well just because he's been able to stay healthy. And even saying that, I feel like that kind of leads into what you were saying. But no, I don't think there's going to be much of an issue with Aaron Ekblad. I think based on the fact that he's healthy and that he's able to work out as much as he wants, that he should be able to hit the ground running as best as possible when we get to the playoffs. But still, you can't go from zero to game three of the playoffs and just think it's all going to be good.
You think that some of these organizations, and I would say like the NFL, the NBA, baseball, even hockey, that they do their players a disservice sometimes by not announcing what the infraction was or what the drug was, because a lot of times you can get suspended for something that is considered a diuretic and not necessarily an actual steroid or something like that. But when we hear failed the drug test, we immediately think steroids or something along those lines.
I think in many cases that would be beneficial. But I think the problem is it's a slippery slope. And if you start labeling the good ones, then the ones that don't get labeled, then you kind of know what it is. So you're trying to keep that a secret, but then you can't because, he didn't do anything that wasn't okay, but not okay. But so I feel like, yes, that would be good for a lot of guys. And if that was the situation with Aaron Ekblad, which we don't know, then obviously that would be good for him to be able to say, look, I just made a little mistake. I wasn't trying to break the rules. But I think that would open a lot of guys up to a lot more exposure than maybe they and their teams want them to be. So it's one of those situations where there's just no black and white answer.
There's a lot of, like, I've seen it in the NFL. You can go to GNC and get a supplement off the counter and get flagged and suspended. And I think a lot of people just make the assumption, I'm not going to mention any names, that it's steroids or something along those lines, when it could have been something like, I know in football, creatine. If you take creatine or something like that, that is also banned.
I think during COVID, there were guys that like got suspended for taking like different cold supplements and things that they were trying to take just to like keep them from like not falling into the pandemic. And it was, oh, wait, I didn't realize this was on the banned list. I bought it at Walgreens. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so yeah, there's tons of things. Guys have to be very, very diligent with what they put into their bodies. Like, I don't think a lot of fans realize that. Like, they could buy something at Publix that could get them suspended and cost them millions of dollars. So it's tough, but that's part of the life, right?
Yeah, but the number one thing that we haven't mentioned that is important with Ekblad is he's a good boy and he would never do this.
Look, his wife also works in the medical profession. So like he should be very aware. So I think that's part of like why he put out that statement and why there was some shame in what happened, just because if anybody should be like on top of this, right?
It's him, right?
The this season by Sam Miskevich lately, I mean, holy crap. It feels like this kid is I guess, I don't know if you thought he was going to be this impressive this year, but I think we had him on the show, and it feels like this last month and a half that he's had, the kid just keeps lighting it up. Do you feel like this is going to also carry over into the playoffs for a rook like him, because he looks ready for the stage, man?
You have no reason not to think, just because he's been on such a nice, steady ascension as the season has gone on. Paul Maurice has thrown a lot of a credit to him being paired up with Sam Bennett and the chemistry that they have on and off the ice, and Sam kind of taking Mackey under his wing a little bit. But I think with especially young hockey players, but hockey players in general, confidence is such a huge part of success. And right now, I don't think that kid's probably ever felt as confident as he is right now. Maybe when he was in Michigan in college and doing Frozen Fours and all that. But I mean, this is the NHL. This is the best of the best. And he's out there and he's scoring goals like hotcakes right now. He's getting time on the top power play. He's getting pushed up the lines when the game is late and when they need a little offense. Paul Maurice has put him on the top line here and there. So the confidence both in the player and the coaching staff has in the player is growing. I keep going back to what I said before about the playoffs being a different beast, and Mackey's never experienced that before. Some guys are able to continue, and some guys it's overwhelming at first. Now, I would think that guys like Sam Bennett particularly, but this Panthers team would have him prepared for that. But it's been fun just to watch him kind of grow this year, to use his speed, to use his skill. We've heard a lot that this guy's got a crazy shot, but to see him actually putting it into good use, finding room to get one-timers off, like I love that they've got him on the first power play, just because that's only going to build confidence more. It's been really fun because we haven't seen a rookie kind of blow up like this with the Panthers in a while. Like, you think Anton Lundell, he's been an amazing young player, but he had a great first year. He hasn't like blown up like that. He's just been an amazingly consistent, baby Barkey. Right. So to see Mackey kind of take off like this as a first round pick is somebody that the Panthers could really need. Because you guys know you need those cheap young contracts to supplement all those big deals at the top when you want to build something good and go after that D word that we keep talking about, that dynasty that they're trying to do. So this would be a big part of it. And to see Mackey taken off, like it's been really cool and really fun.
Lindell's like, you think when guys, when other teams see guys like that, so say if, you know, they face Ottawa, right? They're going to look at somebody like Mackey and say, let's rough him up a little bit.
Yeah, why not? Okay. Like, yeah. You're going to put a target on those guys' backs because you don't know necessarily how they're going to respond. And right. Anything you can do to get under a guy's skin, especially in the playoffs, you're going to take every little thing to your advantage. And that's where having a guy like Brad Marchand is such a benefit, just because he knows like so many of those little things that are going to get under so many guys' skin, as many of his teammates in Florida do. To answer your question, absolutely. If I'm Ottawa or Montreal or whoever that their first round opponent may be, there are guys that you're going to be talking about. I want to try to poke this guy. I want to try to target this guy. I think I can get under this guy's skin and piss him off. Like, absolutely.
I love the idea of Lindell, like, wanting to have the fun that Sam Iskevich has. And, like, Barkey's like, is that the Finnish way?
Is that a smile?
You having too much fun? Buddy, appreciate the time. Enjoy the action tonight. Go follow David Dwork's work. He is the best out there covering the Panthers. We love him. The Hockey News, and you can hear him on The Hockey Show, Metal Arc Media, with Roy Bellamy. Hockey Hornet, it was a pleasure.
Buzz, buzz. Love to Marcos and Jen. Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right.
Well, bye, Hockey Hornet.
Take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Good to see you here on a hump day.
Okay.
Hey, Leroy.
Nice seeing you guys, too.
Can we get a weather update, Leroy, from the DeMesmin and Dover law firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call at 866-954-MORE. DeMesmin and Dover.
All you need, DeMesmin and Dover. One big happy family.
What are you going for? Up a roller coaster, dude? What's going on over there?
Slightly, I think it's the wires.
Slightly... I'd say a little more than partly cloudy, but not quite all the way cloudy because there's some sun poking through. Winds out of the southeast, east-southeast, at about 10 to 15 miles an hour, and it's about 84 degrees.
How do you do, Froggy?
He did excellent as usual. He is correct. It is currently 85 degrees, so, you know, one little degree off. Currently, winds right now are at 11 miles per hour. They're coming out of the east, southeast, partly cloudy for the rest of the day. Small percent chance, only 10 on a little bit of rain later.
All right.
We don't discuss it unless it's over 20.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's get to the mix bag. What do you got for us today, Froggy?
Well, I have new regulations on my computer. That's what I have for you. But that won't stop me from giving the people what they want.
What is that?
Which is an update on all hilarious things that happen during halftime at a basketball game.
Okay.
We spoke about Crowder, unfortunately, breaking both of his feet.
Is he back? Is he still wheeling around?
He's kind of walking now. I think he's limping.
He was
around
at Buckets and Betts. He had the wheelchair.
Yes, he did. He did. He did.
But at Buckets and Betts, he did a wheelie for me, and I was terrified.
Kind of impressive.
Well, kind of that's kind of what got his legs broke to start off with.
Yes, he should probably avoid the wheelies by all means. But nonetheless, it was an example of injuring yourself around the sport and not actually playing it. Leroy's familiar with the old water balloon toss of 2019. We remember.
Tweak the hammy.
But we're going to have to add something to the list of blunders, if you will, following yesterday's Atlanta Hawks game. Now, I'm going to have to, unfortunately, play it on my phone like this. Let me turn this light off here so you don't see the circle, because we've gotten much stricter here at Odyssey, as we should, of course. But let's go ahead and show you a play-by-play.
I like loopholes.
That's fair. Of this Atlanta Hawks halftime, we have two people here ready to compete.
All right.
And your standard three-point half-court layup, you hit all those shots, you advance, and it seems like your normal run-of-the-mill competition.
Should be fine.
Should be fine. Should like, be normal.
Look like two spry gentlemen.
Yeah, you've been there a lot. It's an adequate amount of time that they're given to do all of these things. You know, you should at least get one half-court shot up.
You should. Depends. Sometimes, I think you need like 30 to get them all off. All right.
And this gentleman, let's go back in for a second.
He blew a wheel?
As you see, this gentleman is on his way up. The gentleman in the red hat here is on his way up. You'll see him in the bottom right window there. And he blows a tire on the way up and does what no one wants to see. Grabs his knee immediately. And you know that's always a good non-contact. You're going up for it. You see the gentleman up here on the bottom right. Whoop!
Oh, no!
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That is it.
No!
Torn ACL.
And the Game Ops.
The camera off! Game Ops is like, whoa, we got something going on here.
Game Ops. So
the show must go on.
Okay, so they're doing what looks like basket tic-tac-toe, where they got to hit a bucket, and then go put a
ball. Why am I laughing so hard?
It's a little bit later. They checked in on him. Game Ops decided, in the middle of the game, let's go ahead and check in on the gentleman.
Is that a
gurney?
That is a gurney.
They brought a gurney out for him.
He is being
stretched
off.
You gotta make sure you don't get sued.
Hey, by the way.
Not Trey Young mocking him.
Trey Young put the towel in the face.
Getting
stretchered off.
Oh, no. That's going to put a stop to all that, isn't it?
How is that not?
You can't believe that.
How is this not an April Fool's prank?
Can I just say this?
They clap it up for him.
There's no way he can go home.
Oh, no.
Right?
That's your boy there, Leroy.
Oh, George Niang.
Oh, watch out.
Hey.
Hey, what do you have to say about that?
Look, you got anything to say about this? Yeah, it gives
wow,
you,
they got the full.
They got the
beep,
like the hydraulics.
Are they like holding this
damage
hand?
Is done.
Yeah, they clap it up for him on the way out as well. You know, everyone's happy. clap it up for him on the way out.
Donovan Clingan's like.
Not good. You can never tell your friends you challenge him to basketball.
I tell you what he can't do. He better not never comment on a basketball player missing a dunk or a layup.
That is just rough for him.
You know he's blaming a wet spot.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's blaming a wet spot.
Is that a lawsuit? In your opinion, is that a lawsuit? Right? You're embarrassed. No. You know, it's got to be. Whoop.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Seemed like
he tried to gather and it went bye-bye.
And then Game Ops is like, well, we still have a competition.
But to the point where the game's like, he's not getting up. They're not going to walk him off. They're like, no. Whoa. Let's get him the old gurney.
What's the least amount of, like, I don't know, store credit you can possibly get after tearing your ACL at a halftime show?
I mean, he didn't even make one layup. I think that's probably $100 at Hawksland.
What? Just $100?
The cheapest thing is $100.
Well, he's signing a waiver for sure, right? Can he sue them?
Man.
I'm sure there has to be some sort of loophole. That's why they did the whole gurney thing.
I don't know. Like, what did they do? Unless there was sweatiness that he slipped on, which is definitely what he's going to claim. Like, one of the towel boys missed it. But let me tell you something about those towel boys. Those guys get after it.
You have a little
sweat, and they're out there. You know, with the
where there's one guy with the broom, and then the guy throws the towels down after. I want to be the broom guy. I don't want to be on my knees.
That's tough.
That's fair.
That's tough, man. Oh, no.
I don't know. I think at the very least, you don't cover his medical bills, right? You can't cover, but you can give him a jersey with his name on it or something.
Maybe, you know.
No. Wait.
You got to have, like.
You don't want any indication that dude has played basketball.
Put his name in the rap.
Oh, yeah, hang his jersey.
You need to have, like, you'll get, like, the fourth most important Hawk. Like,
that's not fair, dude. That's not
George Niang.
Yeah, George Niang's going to go visit him in the hospital. Trey's not going to visit him. Not even Dyson Daniels is going to visit him. You know, maybe Capella.
That's rough, dude. That is rough. And the whole time, though, I was like, okay, this is clearly a, an April Fool's. This has to be April Fool's.
No, listen. Why? Because we do a show with Tobin, we think everything is a bit. Nobody can be seriously hurt. Oh, no, this is a bit. This is not real.
Oh, dude.
That's your fault, Tobin.
That would be great. I mean, that would be great.
No, but Tobin, you got Marcos watching TV going, it's a bit. It's not real.
Can't trust it. Can't trust it.
When did you think it was real? When the gurney came out?
I'm still waiting on them to come out and say this was one of those bits.
Carl, we're sorry about what happened, but don't worry. Karis LeVert is here to lift your spirits.
It's all good. All good. Man.
I wonder, yeah. Hey, we got a number for you. That's when in Dover. Yeah, but they can't do this. They're Florida lawyers. So
Schmeathen says, get him a custom jersey instead of ATL. It says ACL. That's a game ops nightmare right there.
Game ops. That would be beautiful, right? Everybody would know who it is, too.
And Petty.
Dade South says they gave him some Magic City wings. Oh, got you these lemon pepper loos. Oh, man. That was funny. We'll take a break. But for that, if you guys want to go to Live on Friday, got another four-pack to give away, Leroy. Works out. We're going to be broadcasting there live tomorrow. All right.
We're live tomorrow.
Hobnobbing. Can't wait. The Pro-Am is tomorrow. The actual round gets going on Friday. If you guys want to go, caller, let's go caller number 8. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560 will win a four-pack to Friday's round of Live Miami, Live Golf. Caller 8 to 305-567-0560 wins a four-pack. Take a break. Back with more after this.